time. Tell them we up next. You can't stop that. This your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast. Every show is lit, baby. You know what we finna do. Slick gon' talk that slick talk. He gon' get political. Okay. Do not switch topics. Nope. Niggas is toxic.
Poppy shots don't always say it's something wrong. But
if you don't like it, what we saying, nigga? Oh, well. We try to tell you, baby. This might not go well. This might not go. Hey, that's it. One take. We're not even doing it again. Keep that. That's the one.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of This Might Not Go Well. Yeah. Episode 155. We in the building. You ain't know who it is. It's the host with the most, B Breezy, aka Poppy Sazone.
Yes, yes. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Slick Grayson. How y'all doing out there?
You know what you got to do. Please download the Alive Podcast app on iOS or Android, and please follow us on all social media at This Might Not Go Well. And branded deals, business opportunities, please email us at thismightnotgowell@gmail.com. Episode 155. How you doing this week, brother?
I'm doing good this week, bro. I ain't going front. I think I went to therapy this week. Got back to working out this week. Just paying attention to the positives and negatives of different actions and activities that you partake in. I think that's been big for me this week. And I think also, I don't know, I've been a conspiracy theorist this week, so I'm kind of enjoying like falling into those rabbit holes in my downtime and like looking stuff up. But definitely some good energy. We hit a pod. We don't got crazy topics today. We could talk a little bit of shit. But it's cool. I'm cooling. How you feeling?
Oh, man. March 10th is here, man. For anybody suffering from sad, we here, baby. We made it. We made it. Daylight savings, we here. It's going to be more light past 5 to 6 o'clock, so niggas going to be outside more. We out here, Slick. So we out here.
Do you think sad is like a ailment of niggas that just don't know how to sit the fuck down and enjoy being in the crib?
Hey, I've been a homebody. COVID fucked me up. We're gonna have to have a longer discussion on just the remnants of COVID. Probably like a 5-year recap of just like the after effects of COVID, because my lungs still don't feel 100% the same after catching that shit.
I'm gonna miss that hour of sleep we about to lose. It's gonna be a hard adjustment for me. I'm like, ooh, y'all niggas is filthy for this.
But I'm happy though. I'm happy that the weather's gonna, I ain't gonna lie, if Sunday, that weather on Sunday is gonna be like this for the next couple of months. Nigga, I'm outside. I know I talked about I'm indoor poppy and all that other stuff. I'm outside. Don't judge me. Let me live. I stayed inside for at least a year or two so I could get the stigma off of me.
They're still there.
I'm back outside. But other than that, I have my therapy session. Well, this was released on Friday, so a lot of time this is released. I had it already, but overall, I'm doing okay, man. I'm just trying to be more consistent and try. I gotta do more, man. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on, you know, in this world of craziness. You gotta find your solitude and lock in. You feel me?
You a hoe. You about to be outside, you fucking hoe.
Well, brother, man, you are officially a fiance. You are good out here. Good sir. You
I
know?
Was good before. I didn't go outside.
I need to find a date to your wedding.
I didn't go outside when I wasn't a fiance. I was chilling. I go to local old man bars and drink with the 90-year-olds.
Nigga was outside. Don't let him tell you that, my nigga.
At like 22? Like 27? Take me to the old head bar. If you got an old head bar in your neighborhood, let me know. I will slide. I will sit there, cash only. No. I'm drinking. That's how I'm moving.
Bro, my outside ain't going to no parties. I let me clarify that for anyone that's listening. The outside that y'all thought of Brian back in the days pre-COVID, when Brian was hitting all the brunch spots, getting lit, you feel me? You know, being a little whore, a little bit of whore.
Wearing fucking fedoras at 6'9". Fuck is wrong with you?
That outside Brian is not coming back. That Brian retired. Brunch spots are trash now. Y'all done fucked up the chicken and waffle recipe all the goddamn time.
It's all right. You're going to see my son. He gonna bust out the fedora with the titty nipple showing. Guaranteed. It's coming.
You know what?
It's
coming. I'm on my Joe Button shit. On my Cam Newton shit. But this outside, what I'm talking about, this outside is more activity-based. So I'm going to do some more escape rooms. I'm going to do some. I found out there's a ninja park in Brooklyn. There's actually a bouncy spot in Queens that I want to check out. I did archery before, so I want to get back to it because now I don't have to take the beginner lesson anymore. So I'm gonna start doing archery. So these are some of the. This is the outside Brian that y'all gonna see. You're not gonna see the Brian partying. That Brian is done. Shit, trash out here, bro. All
right, Friar Tuck, with your archery, enjoy that, King. I wish you well.
You see, this is why black people can never prevail. Because
I say, I'm proud of you. You going outside not to be a slut.
We should listen to K Money. We should really record these visually. Because if niggas see how you looked when you over here, niggas know that. That wasn't met with positivity.
The world will never know.
But we got some stuff to talk about. Political Slick, take it away.
Run it back. Ah, oh, man, it's about to be the hardest era since crack hit the hood. Donald Trump and Joe Biden, the sequel, is about to drop, y'all. If you were unaware, Nikki Haley has officially pulled her name from the candidacy for Republican National Party. So Donald Trump is all but assured to be the representative, and same goes for Joe Biden. My question is, what the fuck are we doing? Yo, the amount of vitriol, the amount of commentators, the amount of commentary, excuse me, the amount of just questions about our government. As a people, thought they were too old 4 years ago. Now Donnie done hit like 17 RICOs and got a couple licks. Biden done fell every other time he been outside, and he lying. We get the amount of money we have made. The wages have outweighed the... Like, no, it hasn't. For who?
Where the fuck are you living, bro?
For the migrants, because they don't have to pay for nothing. Like, that was my... Like, you feel me? It's been one of those things where you just watch it. And I think political commentary, instead of just being safe now, I'm just like, yo, like, when you really realize how the world works, how America is working, like, this is a reality show. Everybody's watching Love is Blind from Couple to Thruple. Shout out that show fire, by the way. But All these different shits, I'm like, the biggest reality show is the presidency. And it's sad because when you really we think about it, Biden ran on the whole premise of change. He took all the Obama stuff and whiteified it to make it, you know, more palatable for the white folks. And he didn't do shit. Nothing that had to do with nothing here. It was literally foreign policy. That's what he can hang his hat on. And it's like, those people can't vote. You feel me?
Fact.
So yes. So it's definitely one of those things where it's like, it's going to be an interesting, what, nine months or so as we watch the whole, you know, debates and just kind of see what the trend is going to be for the country. But it seems like, and I said this a few times throughout our 155 episode run, they always say that like those democracies, those empires have like a 250 year lifespan. It seems like we're about to see a major transition in world powers. I just saw something earlier. I didn't fact check it yet, but something about Switzerland no longer being neutral. Like, they join NATO or something like that. So it's like, things are getting a little spooky out there. But for anybody that's just trying to stay politically informed, just make sure, like, yo, just you know, read an article every once in a while. Don't just go for the headlines, but just examine what's happening around the country and around the world. And then make your decision based off of that, what you can stomach. Because it's going to probably be a little spooky out here for the next decade or so.
This shit, bro. What the hell, bro? It's not even the lesser evil now, bro. It's just...
It's all evil.
I don't believe...
The really shit to say is that it's always been evil, but as a society, we've been able to hide the bits and pieces that make things too real. And I think that we're at a point where it's like, you can only pull the rug back so much before you unveil all the dirt, right? Politics has always been a dirty game. In terms of like citizenship and what's happening to everyday people, has always been a dirty game. You think about even just in New York, wherever, if you listen to this from somewhere else, like, we've had an influx of what? Hundreds of thousands of people with no job, with nowhere to go. And, you know, the people are hanging their hats on like, crime is down. It's like, no, every day we're hearing like, oh, be careful on the subway. Be careful having your phone out when you're walking. Be careful doing it. It's like, shit is happening. And it's like, we don't know how, as the American people, we are not being told how, instructed how, or given the tools necessary to navigate this new world. And that's the weird, scariest part. You think about like what's happening in the schools, what's happening in with healthcare, what's happening with housing, bro. You want to get a crib in New York? You paying bread, even an apartment. You want more than a studio? A studio starting at $2,300. A studio.
That shit gave me tight, bro.
You got four walls. You got four walls in a bathroom with a stove and a little what's it called? You might have a closet with a washing machine if you're lucky, if it's a new building. Think about that. And it's not going to work. Everybody knows them shit's burn out after like 6 months, right? Mm-hmm. The problems that we are experiencing right now, regardless of your educational status, let's be real. What they told us, get a degree, get a good job, get some benefits, you'll be fine. We played the game the way we were told, and now niggas threw eggs in our face. Like, yeah, nah, that shit don't work that way, pimp. And I think that's the most frustrating part. You got to literally work, have two or three incomes coming in to be living moderately fine.
And for Joe Biden to talk about all the wages, nigga, yeah, okay, yeah, you increased the wage, but nigga, you increased the price of everything else. So the shit canceled out the increase for wages. When he said that, bro, I was like, you dead ass. I really looked at my screen like, you dead ass, bro. You really gonna say that after increase it? We saw groceries skyrocket. Arizona is no longer a dollar, nigga. That's where you know the streets is.
You're paying $6.
Because even during a recession, that shit was a dollar.
$5-$6 for a bacon, egg, and cheese. You're not getting no change back. You're giving them $5. They want more money. Think about that. You want a sandwich on a hero, nigga? A hero? You better bust out that 10 spot.
Hey, y'all niggas done raised up chopped cheeses, bro.
Chopped cheese was a poor man special.
Bruh.
I look at it like this. Because two things can be true. Wages have gone up. But when you account for inflation, they right where they always been. So it's like this the trickery game. They running numbers on us. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We making more money than we ever have. I feel like I'm struggling more than I ever have as well, too.
Facts. Now, you talked about just the dangers that's going on in this world. What's your thoughts about the National Guard and the New York City subway?
New York shot itself in the foot. New York shot itself in the foot. In the sense that, not saying that, nope, if you are living in unsafe conditions, you don't have the right to want a better life for yourself. But I think the way that this transition of people from different countries has been handled poorly. Because they came here, they're going to Texas, and what happened? Texas governor said, send their ass to New York, because he understood the law. We have some of the most fickle laws when it comes to, you know, we give us your poor, you're sick, you're da da da, and we will take care of them. And there was no fact checks, there was no space. It literally became, I don't say it's not Gotham City yet, but it's becoming something where it's like you see people they're not allowed to work. They don't have the opportunity to make money. And now people are on the subway. It's not just migrants. It's other crazy folks as well. But people are making poor choices and putting safety at. And it's these motherfucking kids. Woo, I just found out, like we talked about, like Atlantic Mall. You can't go to Atlantic Mall at the certain hours without a note if you're like 18 and younger.
Oh, niggas still gonna go there though.
Nah, they got
that shit been a rule there for a mad long, and niggas still went there fight.
Nah, bro, they got security and everything there now at all exits. They carding.
Oh, that?
Yeah. So when you really think about it, the National Guard being called in is like, you gonna keep telling me something's not a problem, but then every way you react is like it's a mad problem. We're gonna deploy police. We're gonna deploy National Guards. A lady on the news said this the best. She said, "What, they just gonna stand there and not do shit? They over here checking random bags." I'm like, if you approach me to check my bag, I'm going to curse you out. And I'm a complicit nigga. I'll be like, all right. But, nigga, I'm trying to go to work. I'm trying to go to whatever I got to do. You feel me? Right? Safety is a number one priority. But we spend all this money into the police budget. We spend all this money into X, Y thing. And shit, nigga, I feel the same level of safety no matter where I go for my whole life. Either I'm going to get got or I'm going to get where I'm going. The shit about that 13-year-old kid that got shot, like gang ties and all this crazy shit, it's scary out here. But we've never addressed even those problems. And now we got the generation coming up that's like, oh, I'm emotionally unavailable. I'm going to just fight and shoot because that's all I know to do. You got people here that can't work. They can't get food, right? They posted up in hotels. They just on top of each other. 100 people in a fucking open-ass space. Shit going to happen, right? I'm trying to get up. I want to come up. How I come up? I'm going to take your shit and sell it, right? The National Guard, I don't necessarily know. It's, you're sending the right message to the people.
They saying that this is a direct response to the slashing of MTA conductor Alton Scott, who narrowly survived a random assault last week when he stuck his head out of his cab as his train stopped at a Brooklyn subway station. What the fuck is niggas on, bro?
Yo, niggas is fucking bored. They're bored. They're not getting the services that they need. The mental health crisis has always been up, especially past COVID. People are not well. And again, then you add an element of people who, again, they're coming here and not getting what they thought they were going to get. And that level of disappointment makes people do stupid shit. It's a lot happening, and it's very scary. It's kind of like you really got to just kind of move real quick than real tact. No matter, like, there's no way you can relax. And it, what makes it crazier, too, is, like, these kids don't know to be fucking aware. They just outside doing whatever dumb shit. Play fighting, cursing, saying, being disrespectful. Somebody will put you on your fucking neck, and the National Guard going to watch. Let's keep it a buck.
Yep.
They going to watch. Unless there's something they're not telling us. Is Godzilla about to really pull up? Because if so, I'm a hope.
Come on now. Oh, man. And then I see that you put on the docket something that happened in India. You want to speak on that?
Just real quick. Even think about safety, because niggas is wilding the fuck out everywhere. There was a story going around on the internet about this couple that's been traveling. They're Brazilian. They've been traveling around the world trying to just hit all the major, like, just see every country. And when they made a pit stop in India, apparently seven men jumped and assaulted the husband and then gang raped the wife. And there's been like a thread on Twitter about just what's happening in India, like how, like, the male culture over there is, like, very misogynistic, aggressive. They just do what they want. And it's just like one of those shit's like, yo, what the fuck, bro? Like, you can't find no light nowhere right now. Like, I remember when Twitter was fun. You see a little nipple every once in a while. You get some memes and shit. If you watch one video of, like, some crazy shit, bro, you just fall into this rabbit hole. But in terms of that, it's like,
you between one support, bro. Now you get that shit down the whole timeline, gang.
Boy, I just be saying, like, yo, what the fuck? But even that story was crazy. I'm like, because, you know, niggas going to make jokes. He's like, oh, she about to leave him. And then they're like, yeah, because he got hit like twice. And then he just watched whatever happened. I mean, 7-on-1, yeah. But nigga, I'm not going to lie. You're going to have to kill me if y'all trying to do that crazy shit.
Oh, that's a fact. Oh, there's a video of it.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so definitely send the energy to that young lady, because I'm like, there's no fucking way. But just, like, I think the biggest message for right now is, like, just be safe. Be smart with your cash. Be smart with, like, just pay attention to what's happening. Like, it's about to be an even bigger shit show. And then honestly, the last 6 months have been like, oh, is New York really the place to be right now? New York City.
You know what place is not to be, bro?
Where?
Haiti. Oh, man. Pray for my country, man. Oh, man. Haiti is, it's always been in a state of emergency due to, you know, the assassination and other things of that nature. But now, due to major violence that flared up on February 9th, local gangs have ganged up and attacked and forced over 4,000 inmates to be released from two major prisons in Haiti. And now they're sending troops to the governor. And then there's a lot of conspiracy theory. I just pray for anyone who has family back there, such as I do. Please look after them. Keep them in your prayers, because shit is crazy out here. Not even locally, globally, everywhere you think about shit is just running amok, bro.
Bro, it's just like I said, it's about being safe. Because I think even our points about having fun and being outside, like, just like, fun is going to look a little different this summer. You saw what they did to Miami, bro, for spring break? They shut that shit down.
What the most? I ain't gonna lie to you. Whoever made up that commercial, they broke up with y'all niggas. I don't blame them. Now, granted, I know you had your little stint in Miami for spring break. You know, I not too much for you. I ain't gonna do too much, because last week I did a little too much with your
mom. I had the time of my life when I was in college and I went to spring break Miami. Absolutely.
But niggas took an innocent spring break trip and turned that shit to Wild Wild West for real. I ain't gonna lie. The content I've seen from the last couple of years, niggas shooting, niggas fighting. I seen mad niggas get knocked out, girls fighting, titties out. Yeah, they're right to put the ban, put $100 parking, bag search. This is one time when Florida did right. I ain't gonna hold you.
Bro, I think, again, people don't know. This upcoming generation don't know how to have fun. And again, the internet has opened up doors. People that's not supposed to be seeing the shit that we have. Like, so hood niggas not supposed to know about spring break like that. You feel me? I'm sorry. I gotta say it.
But just look at our college, bro. When we was in college, right? We never really put the student ID required, right? Why did we start putting that shit there? Niggas was getting robbed. Niggas was getting stabbed, shot after college parties, bro.
Bro. I remember I fucking a party, yo. Somebody I ain't told to for like 3-4 years. Yo, bro, I'm at your school. I can stay at your crib. nigga, what? It's me and my shorty. Wait. What?
Wait, side note, Slick.
What up?
Real quick. You know that Trevor Jackson song that you played last week, right?
Yeah.
That nigga mentioned us in his story. Shout out to you, Trevor he Jackson, did? By the
my
way.
My nigga. That's my
shout
shit.
Out to you.
That's my shit, dog. High key. Highest of keys. That's my guy. I ain't going front. I'm a fan. I need to go to the concert. That's my guy.
Shout out to you, but right. I'm glad that Miami did this. I'm glad. Go to Cancun. Be careful because the cartel's there. So young niggas, be careful.
You will get lined.
I don't know where they could go for real. Like Houston is too expensive for college kids for real. But these niggas be scamming and doing other shit. So I don't know. They could afford it. what spot can they go, bro? Like,
honestly, you know what it is? It's the appeal of what it is. Like you going to Florida, it's an easy flight most places because it's a hub for a lot of airlines. So that's the thing. It's like, can you fly somewhere for the cheap where you're going to get the beach where they not really carding for liquor? They're going to pitch you over the head for it, though, on if you want oceans. We know how ocean get now. But it's not really many places you're going to go. You can go to Fort Lauderdale. I think, the level of fun and not give a fuckness that this current, again, it's the COVID generation. They was like 13, 14, 15 during COVID. They was in the house. They supposed to be getting all their shit off in high school. Yeah. You feel me? So I understand a lot of some of the bullshit. But at the same time, like you gotta learn how to maneuver and act like a fucking adult. Like you go out of town, you don't want to get hemmed up out of town. Nobody know you. Who gonna come get you? You feel me? So I'm thinking, it's clipped. They better find some New York beaches or go to VA. That's it.
Going to Jones Beach. They go to City Island.
Nah, they already fighting there too. Fuck that. Never mind.
Oh man. Just speaking on just celebrity news. Usher is in. I don't know why he's facing backlash because he has known this man since. Go ahead.
I know.
This is your area.
My conspiracy. All right. So Usher, the run of good press has come to an end. My man's got put on. Not you can't even say put on blast. He went to Bali, Indonesia, to go see Russell Simmons, and it was posted about Russell posted. It's my guy. You know, I'm at my low point right now. He pulled up on me. The internet is ablaze because Russell Simmons went to Indonesia because he's about to get hit with those Me Too charges, apparently, allegedly. So yeah. He got low and went to a country with no extradition. I think, I don't want to get canceled for this. I think this is all part. This is all the Diddy stuff, bro. Everybody has fucking that's been accused and been linked to Diddy, man. They throwing that shit out of niggas. Usher, we were 13 years old when you used to hang out with. Oh, we're. Send them to Russell Simmons. Russell, drop the pictures. You feel me? Bro. Meek Mill. Oh, Meek Mill. You and Meek Mill had a what relationship? Oh, take the brake line out. Meek Mill. I got into an accident. This nigga here, boy.
Bro, son. And like, then I'm seeing old videos of those two niggas. I'm like, I ain't gonna lie. Shit looking a little sus.
I'm just saying like, ooh. I know it's probably not true, but the conspiracy theorist in me is like, oh, they about to clear. They cleaning the slate. They like, anybody that's a witness, out of here. Ruin their career or get them out the paint.
But I'm like, bro, y'all understand that this man had a relationship with this guy since he was a young teenager. This nigga's in his 40s. I don't know why I even hating on him. And then you know what's crazy? And I don't want to touch too much on this because I don't want niggas to put out a think piece. So in the picture, right? They just finished doing yoga. A mom and daughter lift their legs up doing the yoga pose. Tell me how niggas was trying to sexualize that shit. Like, not in a sex, like, oh, she, but kind of like, oh, why do you have this child with their legs up? I'm just like, bro, what is going on in social media, bro?
The internet made everybody think that their opinions matter. And like we always say, shout out to Brian Ellis, you know, get your own opinion. But like we always say, you put your shit out and you let people react how they want to react to it. At the same point, some people have never been punched in the mouth and don't realize that sometimes you don't got to make everything. You feel me? You feel what I'm saying? So that's another thing. Because it's like, even to the point, like, I'll be seeing some shit, I'll be like, I should comment. I'm like, nah. Most I'll give you is a like. Or I'll quote something if it's really, like, really gets me. But reading the comment stuff is disgusting nowadays. You can't do anything right. Let's put it that way. You're never going to please everybody. And then now people realize the craziest shit they say, oh, my shit can go viral. Now I can promote some shit. So,
you know what? Speaking of that, okay, we finally could end this 3-week topic. We talk about this All Malay shit. We talked about Kaisenetten, but bro, she's back, bro. And I sent you the video on Twitter, bro. I just want you to play this shit, bro, because this shit pissed me the fuck off to hear her try to victimize herself after what she has done. And I want to hear your opinion on this.
Oh, of course you want to hear my opinion when I haven't even seen this shit yet. Wait a minute.
Yep.
I got you. Here you go.
I want you to realize and understand that your feelings are very much valid in this situation, and it's not just about him. How do you feel about this?
I feel very hurt. I'm angry as well, because you don't do that to someone. Like, you don't. And I did say before, there's other ways he could have gone about it, but he's hurt me in the past. Like, he knows what I did was not on purpose. I'd never intentionally hurt him or make him feel any type of way. And that's why I'm so hurt, because of how I've made him feel. But it seems like he doesn't care about how I feel. He doesn't care what I'm doing. He doesn't care how I'm dealing with the hate. He knows the hate I'm getting. He's been seeing it, you know. And for him to even add me to his little ad video that he did is very disrespectful. Like,
I want you to realize and understand.
Slick.
Go. No. No, I refuse. It's twofold. Again, this probably, in her mind, this wasn't going to spiral out to this. And again, we live in a reactive society where if you do go viral, there's a lot that goes into it. So I definitely do understand her frustration or her feelings towards it. It's something that was an intimate situation. Like, again, concert, you got chose. This, what Kay say? This is your moment. This was her moment. It was her moment. And, you know, it went real left because the internet was tight because, you know, but I also see it from a perspective of, like, as a man, like, grown into a man, it's like sometimes you'd be like, yo, it's a certain level of embarrassment you can't take. And with embarrassment, unfortunately, because of our egos and the way we are wired, a lot of us, once you are embarrassed, you can, not to say you can't hold me accountable for how I react to the embarrassment, but there's going to be, I'm not going to give a fuck. But again, to that point, this isn't a larger public eyes. A lot of people that probably didn't even see the video, they just saw his face. And then they get word of mouth and they get comments. So like, it's a fake divisive topic. So I do 100% empathize with what she's going through. Imagine what people are saying to her. Imagine this. But from if it was in isolation, like no cameras, like you embarrass me, I can't be held liable for how I respond. And vice versa. Because again, we've talked about it. Sometimes women, like, you know, they hurt your feelings and then they get mad that you mad at them. And vice versa. You do something to a woman, it's like, oh shit, you ain't shit. You ain't never letting, it's being brought up for everything. You feel me? So that's why I'm like, I see it.
I appreciate that mature response. That was very mature of you.
Uh-oh.
But fuck all that shit, Slick. Yo, what the fuck is she trying to play victim for, Slick?
Yo, it's the after effect of the victimhood. It's not in the moment. In the moment, she didn't care. She did what she wanted to do. But again, this is not a situation that's just...
You went upstage and threw ass. Slick, it's not like you did the 1-2-step or you did a little whine, Slick. First of all, you saw the video, Slick. She was grabbing at his waist.
It was her moment. She went crazy.
She let the nigga turn her around, bent her over, got a little back shot, got to smell the black shot air. Towards the end, jumped up and hugged him, legs wrapped around. Don't try to control how I feel or how I handle stuff after you violate me. But I feel like that's very selfish.
But that is also a very real, I want to say, that's a very relational response. You people in relationships will fuck up majorly, royally, and then try to control the narrative. Oh, you can't still be mad at this. Oh, why are you tripping? You doing, I know what I did and I'm sorry, but you don't have to get me back like that. You feel me? And I think that's human, yes. It's illogical because, again, you have to take into account people take shame and embarrassment differently. And this is not just, again, this is not in isolation. This is the internet influencing and enhancing the shame. So I empathize with her on that place. Now, the disrespectful part, I'm like, my nigga, you dead ass. Like, even to the point.
And it's slick. It's slick. You know, once again, niggas are weirdos on the internet. Niggas send death threats for any little stupid shit. And I don't support that, by the way. Well, yeah, I sent her death threats. It really shouldn't be that.
Y'all don't even know her. Y'all don't know the nigga.
What about the embarrassment he faced? What about the ridicule? You think everybody was just on his side? He was getting sympathy, but I guarantee you niggas was clowning him.
Like, damn, that's your bitch. That's the worst.
You have Burna, you feel me? You have Burna Boy on his concert say, "Hey, did I lay you a girl?" Nigga, you became a whole verb.
No, 100%. Like, I as a man, I understand it. I think that's the deal. Like, even when the girl's like, "Oh, Janet Jackson pulled you up," first of all, as a nigga, if, like they said, I can't go up there and just start doing all the choreography, fucking Janet Jackson, nigga. Like, I'm like, this is Rhythm Nation, doom, doom. I can't do all of that, you feel me? But she gonna strap me up, I'm like, ah, oh, shit, we gonna talk about this in the crib. And most niggas is gonna be like, nah, if we talk shit, yo, your girl gonna stop you. Mm-mm, you're not going up there. You not, don't play with me. Don't fucking play with me. You gonna get that.
And, like, the most important part, too, that she forgetting, what did Kai said that gate? The only reason why your boyfriend did the whole 23 on and got all these opportunities was because Kai said that offered you to come on his platform and you wanted bread.
Which is fair.
You asked, what, huh?
Which is fair. I mean, I'm not.
No, she asked for, but look, he got the boyfriend. Boyfriend didn't ask for no money. And look what happened. His Instagram went up. He got ads. He got Kai sent him 20-30K. If she had went up there and discussed with Kai and had a genuine conversation, shit could have been looked better on you. But you went up there and asked for bread.
She was hype.
And then that's when Kai went, you know?
Yeah, she was hype. But then again, but it's the internet too. So I get it on both fronts. I just said, moral of the story, just don't play with fire so you don't get burnt. That's the moral of this story.
Just don't take your girl to a concert and your girl can't go to a concert, fellas. That's it. We're going to have some restriction out here now.
I mean, sometimes sometimes you can be cool with it. I just think you got to know your partner. What's, like, you have to know what's cool. Like, if she's with a nigga that's like, go ahead, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm going to fuck you tonight. But, again, some niggas like, yo, what the fuck? What are you doing? Stupid.
Now, speaking of this, one last celebrity news. Matt Rife. Now, granted, even though a lot of people like to hate on him, I enjoy his comedy. You know, he does a lot of crowd work, which I like. I like a crowd work type of person, comedian. But, Slick, do you know how he got popular? I just sent you this video.
Oh, I already know.
You want to hear it.
I already heard this one. You ain't gonna get me with this one, Batman. This was funny. You going back into the conspiracy theories? It's on TikTok or Twitter?
Yep. On Twitter.
I got you.
Hollywood is finally being exposed, thanks to one of the true kings of comedy, Cat Williams. You know, before I became wealthy in business, I actually had a somewhat successful career in stand-up comedy. I was on the way up. I was invited to a meeting with some Hollywood executives, along with some now famous comedian, and we were offered the chance for a deal at online stardom. But the only way to receive the contract was by sucking both of the execs off. I immediately got up and walked to the door. But before I could even exit, the other comedian was sucking both of their simultaneously. That guy's name was Matt Rife.
What's with niggas in blowjobs these days, bro?
I hope he got proof, because they about to sue the shit out of him.
Oh, defamation for Cat. Oh yeah, but Dwight Howard's on the head. Diddy apparently. Now Matt Rife,
but it makes sense. Matt Rife wasn't funny when he first was on Wildin' Out. So he has one and a half special. I watched one. I was like, this nigga funny. And I watched the other joints he put up. I was like, all right. The one about his granddad was funny. And then the one where he just did, like, the shit with the crowd, like, the dating shit, that shit was funny. Mm-hmm. But then the Netflix special was ass. And then, like, I think the two earlier specials were ass. So I was like, I believe it. Because where does this nigga come from? How he start getting 700 million Twitter likes?
No, but people fail to understand. Matthew Wright already got this rise to fame because he looked pause. Bitches find him handsome. You feel me? That's the reason why. And he did that one. I didn't know. All right, speaking of it, side note. What's with bitches with taped off your belt? Because the reason why he got so popular, Slick, is because he took his belt off with one hand. And apparently, that's a, like a turn on for girls.
White women. White women.
he did some belt trick and they was asking for that. And that's how girls started gravitating to him, not knowing that his comedy ain't really tailored for love.
Yeah, now he be 10. When he's on, but I'm like, like I said, out of like four specials, he's like 1.5, 1.75 out of four. Like I want to see it. Like I don't think that. I was saying, if you were playing because you were sucking dick, congratulations, my nigga. He looked like he sucked dick, so it's fine.
Yo, Slick, are you prepared to get this podcast to the next level?
Fuck you.
You're not down for this to be double. You don't want to beat Joe Rogan?
No. Nowhere near.
You know what? Come on now. He just made the list of the black podcast. You don't want to be on there?
Nah, if I gotta suck no dick, what's wrong with you? I ain't wearing a dress. I ain't sucking no dick. Just keep it pushing.
Oh my god. Okay, copy. But Matt Rife, sue that nigga and diss him in your next special. You feel me? That's what you gotta do, Gabe.
Nah, he got turned into a real joke. He got turned into a real joke. Like, did you see me on Wano? Yeah, I started sucking dick to get ahead. Look at me now, bitch. I've been wilding.
the double Glock? Oh, yo, you wilding, Gabe. But Dreamville, you talk about Dreamville for a little bit.
They that lineup is type crazy. If I ain't have a gig that day, I'd probably have to slide to North Carolina. They got SZA and Chris Brown on the first day, and then J. Cole, of course, headlined the second day. I was like, yo. These niggas are going stupid. I thought last year shit with Usher was crazy. But that lineup they got, I can see if I get the flyer real quick. I was just like.
I'll send it to you right now.
Nah, bro.
On Twitter. So they got SZA, Chris Brown, JID, Lil Yachty, Schoolboy Q, Sexy Red, Jeremiah, Earth Gang, Tizo Touchdown. I don't know some of these niggas. Amari Lou Tyler.
Damani, T.I. son.
Yeah, Rima. That's the Afrobeat nigga, right?
Yeah, Rima, Monica, Ray Sherman,
Jeezy,
Key Glock, Money Long.
Oh, Money Long.
Chase Shakur.
Nobody love. That shit hit, bro. Twin.
That shit old. Fuck it. They got Cole and Nicki, bro. Like, yo, that's a hell of a festival lineup.
You know Drake is going to pop out too, right?
Definitely going to pop out.
So that's why he's not performing in Elmont, towards the end of this month.
Mm-hmm. He's going down back. He got to go to the crib. They always use that first week in April, I think.
Okay, this is a good lineup. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's a nice touch of everything. I think this. I'm down to go.
See, look, about to be out there, cold and breezy, and everybody be lit.
I ain't gonna lie to you, yo. You know how when you put your music on shuffle, it was today. I had like three or four back to back Chris Brown songs. Chris Brown got some hits, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. You know I'm not too much on your wave. I let that be your favorite artist, bro. Chris Brown got some hits, gang. It went from Temporary Lover to Throw It Back. Wait, let me see what I had, because that shit. I was like, oh, I was vibing. I was like, niggas, the fuck. Mm-hmm. This nigga got some. This nigga.
And them shits, people don't even know them.
I'm sleeping on him.
And people don't listen to them because them tracklists be insane. But I'm waiting for that third part of 11.
And then the time and the place came on. I was like, oh, this is a hidden gem. Okay.
Boy, it went stupid. I told you. Gotta put some respect on it. Even if you don't like him as a person, the music hit.
Are you going to his concert? He just released his concert days.
I might be predisposed, but I would love to. I think last one I went to was the Indigo tour. I think that's the one I went to when No Goddess came out. So that was tough. But if I had the time, and I would slide. I definitely would slide.
Yeah. Well, so there's no tour for the Vulture album. What's your thoughts for that?
Kanye West is not getting this one over on white folks. Live Nation not fucking with him. That's why I thought it was funny. That's why I put it on a docket. I was like, damn, they got the number one album. They fighting Beyonce for the number one song. It's like, damn, you want country Beyonce white folks or you want Kanye West to have the number one song? What you gonna take? What you gonna do?
Country, dude. Bro.
So I'm just like, damn, Kanye's still one of the most influential artists in the world. And Ty Dolla $ign, I feel bad for, because I'm like, he's getting his credit. Like, I think we always waited for that Ty Dolla $ign album. So what did he do? He found an artist that was going to allow him to feature and get those looks, but still, it's like you can hear his craft and his, you know, his pen on this album. Every week I find a new song I like. So I really hope that they get that figured out, because I don't know if Kanye going to be able to front a whole $50 million tour.
Oh yeah, but my nigga, he already gave us a tour already. He went through a whole listening party tour, buddy. He went. He done party with this shit already.
I'll be laughing.
And also, how is he gonna do the tour per se unless he has all those artists except for Nipsey has RIP? How is he gonna do that tour?
Well, they both got catalogs. That's my thing. And I'm sure certain artists would gladly, and probably if he's self-funding it, it wouldn't be like a 50-date tour. It'd probably be like 10 to 12 dates. Because I remember even when he was talking about trying to premiere the album a couple months ago, he's like, oh, I can only get access to this venue or that venue. Like, they blackballing him. And it's like, damn, like, I get Yo Ye has been hella problematic. But it's like, any other problematic artist can still book wherever. You see niggas that's got fucking charges being in the garden. You feel me? So that's why I'd be like, come on, let the man tour. Especially because, you know, he still got the pulse. These kids be singing Carnival, and I'd be like, yo, how the fuck you know this song?
Bro. But hold on, there's some ignorant niggas out here that don't know about the do it. It's back that ass up, young niggas. Please learn. Niggas thought YG, they thought that shit was brand new beat or something. I'm like, bro, come on. Now, we losing recipes out here, Slick.
But you got to think about it. People don't dance no more. They don't throw ass in the parties. If you either going to the West, you either going to
sturdy.
Yeah, you going either getting sturdy, you going to the West Indian Fet. That's it.
That's a fact. Now, Joe Budden, I ain't gonna lie, Joe Budden knows how to get the news going. He got the Candace Owens shit, which he refused to drop. But he has to say this about female hip-hop wave. I said this on Twitter.
Is he right? I think he's right.
Let's see.
Y'all ain't gonna want to hear it from me, but the girl rapper wave is over.
Damn.
Oh, come on.
Just telling you what it is. I'm normally a few months ahead with this stuff. Sometimes a few years ahead with this stuff.
When you say over.
Why do you say that?
Nigga, you just said it was
over. The girl rapper wave is finito.
How you just changed? So. You just said a couple of weeks ago that it was lit.
I wonder why.
No, I said the cream rises to the top. So Lotto shall remain.
Sure.
Flo Milli shall remain.
Got it.
Rhapsody will always be there, but she wasn't really a part of it. But all of that, go find a girl, send her to Columbia, get it done, put her in the studio with fucking Mike Will or any one of them niggas. Mm-hmm. All of that, planting the girl in the scene, getting the record and it taking off, that wave is over. I think labels are looking at it like very few of y'all are selling records. It's too much work to get your coin back. We got to go do brand deals all over the world with y'all. Y'all are expensive. Some of y'all are annoying. And none of these records are working. But none of these records are working. Well, and let me get to Cardi B. Cardi B is afraid.
We can leave it right there. He's right.
I'm half and half.
He's right.
Because
who's selling? Before you even go on your little soliloquy about I bump it, who's selling?
Who's selling? Flo Milli selling.
He says she's
selling. Ice Spice selling.
But you
Meg Thee Stallion selling. See, Nicki Minaj.
You doing that shit? You doing the shit that the kids do? He literally referenced that. He said the cream will rise to the top, so talent will survive. He's saying just taking a random little young some whatever. And just give her.
You like Mellow Bucks. You don't think Mellow Bucks going to rise?
Mellow Bucks has a distinct sound. And she's not selling. She's not hitting. That was something I heard. And I was like, oh, this shit is tough. And then she got the Lotto feature. So I was like, all right, of course I was going to pay attention to it.
You got Jen Carter from New York. But I mean, she's part of a rap group.
But I'm saying,
two other guys.
Having what we'll see in 3 years if they hit. The idea of like an Ice Spice or like that the plant or the plant spiking, like, all right, I'm gonna just drop you off with a random song, where you come from, and it's like at first are like a joke, and now you're the biggest rapper out, like the Sexies, the Sexy Reds, even that shit, like, I feel like she about to be done too.
You know what, I would agree with you if what's going on with TikTok, and we didn't talk about this, what going on with TikTok, if they really like really put limitations on TikTok, then I 100% agree with you. If they let TikTok continue to do its thing, I'm gonna have to disagree, because it just takes that one little it bit sound bite from the song don't really be fire for real. Take that 15 seconds and you get a lot of Ice Spice for real.
But Ice Spice, even to her credit, has been able to find something catchy where the music is still charting and she's getting co-signed by different artists and things like that. All the little girls that tried to follow her little path afterwards, who made it? From the Lotto and Cardi and all of them girls, like the rap girls of 2019 to 2022, the thing you can say is that they had artist development. You saw them grinding. You saw them putting out stuff. They was doing Double XL freestyles. They was getting features. Lotto's on her third album, probably her third album, fourth album. Cardi hit because at that moment she had, you know, every song had 15 writers on it, but she also has an aesthetic that is pleasing, and she's an interesting person and personality. These girls don't have no personality. They ain't got no bars.
People fell in love with her personality more than her music. So she
was fine. Invasion of Privacy is still a great listen.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I'm saying that.
But you're not getting that.
Niggas ain't falling in love with her music. Niggas fell in love with her first. Yeah. So like,
but even that, like, but then you fell in love with her personality, and then she gave you what's Bodak Yellow, and it was like, oh shit. And this is without much major label push.
But there's some rising artists though. Caribou, the first lady at Concrete.
Is she selling?
She just started. She only released two songs. Didn't release no album yet, but she is getting popular.
If she's
and she has her friend and the other girl who raps just like her.
Is she selling? That's gonna be my question. And or is she
doing numbers?
Is she a real artist? Is she not just somebody that's, oh, I got a fat ass and I'm cute, I can, you know, get in
the booth? She don't have a fat ass, but I think they find her cute.
I'm just saying.
She's a little skinny thing.
The idea of these random female rappers popping up, and even these little drill rappers popping up. You might get one. If you're lucky, you might get two songs. But an album or a body of work that can carry you. Like, Lola Brooke is going to be here. She can rap. She got an aesthetic. She got an appeal. Right? But how big can you get? And I'm saying the randoms, it's not, like he said, it's not worth it. I'm gonna put more into trying to promote you just for you to sell 14,000 copies your first week.
But I also disagree with him, because it's kind of like, then what's the counterpoint? The male artists ain't really selling the damn
stuff. It's saying that bullshit is not going to win anymore. You're not going, the gimmicks, and they need a new trick or a new gimmick in music in general. Because again, we're in this fast music consumption era where we could make a song right now. After this podcast, and if it
can we do it?
No, leave me alone. But we could dead make a song after this podcast. Put it on mix it, master it in the crib. Put it on DSPs tomorrow. United Masters, whatever. And if it hit, great, right? But now it's like, all right, where's the development? What they do after you put out a hot song? They put you on a fucking festival or some shit. You don't got no stage development. You don't got no charisma. You just up there just rapping along to your same song 5-6 times, hoping the crowd fuck with you. And then they done with you. Then you drop an album a year later or 6 months later with 3 songs that all sound the same. And it's like, all right, well, we tried. You owe me $300,000. What? You better hope you get on this tour. You signed this 360. You better go tour with so-and-so.
If I saw what the male counterpart was doing, if there was like really rejuvenating,
they're not.
Then I'll agree with more, but they're not. So it's kind of like, niggas is stuck with whatever they got. So it's not, I can't really sit here and say they wave is over. And also, they still dominate in R&B crazy.
Oh, yeah, but R&B is different.
Kinda, that could kind of uplift them as well, because what the R&B female R&B singers going to do? They're going to get that female hip-hopper and put them on the track.
But how many of those female hip-hop songers don't hit if they're not, like, actually good? I think the point with hip-hop is that they make it seem like anybody could do it if you have a certain aesthetic. And I think that's what he's trying to say. Like, you take that aesthetic away. Now it's like, all right, you got to have something. You better rap, have personality, something that's going to make me give a fuck about you. And that's why I think that it's over in that sense, because there again, people, I'm just, I'm gonna, whatever is popping, I'm gonna do that. And it's like, nah.
You what know, about Glorilla? Glorilla slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, but she just came back with another one. But she
That's what I'm saying. She slowed down for a little bit, and then she came back with a Glow, and that shit hitting.
But she's also signed what, CMG. So I think that's smart. And then and even that, we were playing, still playing. She was putting out decent songs. It just didn't. She was in a precarious position. She gave us two to start. She got two. Then she got a little cold because she was chasing that hit. They was like, "We want you to just put hits out." And it was like, "It's not what we don't want to hit this." And then she got the third one, and she could actually rap. She wants to rap. Some of these girls would just be like, "All right, bet I'm gonna be on Love of Hip Hop now. I got my check."
But then you also have the other four members of her group that she was a part of doing their thing with the producer that she had.
Yeah, that's fine. Will they sell?
I mean, we'll just have to see because they. I mean, Gloss, whatever her name was, she signed with QC and they plan on pushing her heavy.
We hope. Will she sell?
I mean, it's just to be honest with you, we just got to see. I don't know if I'm gonna give him a couple of months. I'm gonna do a safe bet and do a year.
We gonna see
because the summer is almost here. So you already know they.
Ice Spice still can't perform, bro. You saw that fucking Spotify. Huh? Ice Spice still can't perform. You saw that Spotify shit. Her ass just fat.
Yeah, bro. After that little pussy tap tap move she done, that shit freaked Jaga. But let's get to some sports before we get to the song, to our song of the week. All right, what's your thoughts on the Ryan Garcia versus David Henry, whatever his name is?
Devin Henry. I mean, I put this on the docket because it's not even the fact that he's about to fight Devin Haney. That's going to be a good fight. But you ain't see what that boy was tweeting and talking about?
No.
He was calling out the Illuminati. He said basically that like all those conspiracy theories about like how they like rape children and like how he was had to watch people rape children and do all this crazy shit. He was putting all that information out there. So I was like, well, they about to kill you, bro.
Oh, he's losing.
Yeah, bro. Like somebody broke into his crib, took his phone. He put out a scary video where it looked like he was like being held hostage and like, oh, I don't have access to my devices. I don't have access to my my phone and whatnot. He's like saying the Elise is out to get him and shit. Like, bro, it was scary. And that's like
the media. What was this? I didn't even see this shit.
All over Twitter. You type in his name on Twitter, you can find mad shit. But I was like, the fight gonna be something. But the videos he posted, it's just like, yo, bro. Are you okay? And it's like he's going back and forth between like talking about the fight, but they're also talking about like, I don't give a fuck about these conspiracies. This is what's happening and that. They're trying to take away my life and my da 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 da, but I don't even care. I'm blessed. Like, it's a lot of shit. I don't even play it because I don't want us to get caught up in this shit.
Oh, yeah. No, please don't. But man, I still got shit I got to do.
So it's definitely some wild shit happening with Ryan Garcia. So just pay attention to the news. If something happens, you see something happen.
I saw you put this on the docket. I was thinking you was talking about the video he released of Denny Henry getting fucked up by, you feel me, Javante. That's what I thought you was gonna talk about.
Nah, bro. This fight, what he said this week versus like the fight, it's like secondary, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, so I mean, what did you think about the Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson fight? That shit totally outshined them.
Oh, it's a cash grab. They're gonna make a lot of money. I mean, the idea of like, yo, he could definitely. He's Mike is 57. Mike's still a beast. He should put the paws on him. But it's like, it's a lot of money to be had, a lot of money to be made, and it's like, yo, do you lay down? As Mike is an integrist nigga, he might be like, I'm gonna beat your ass, kid. But Jake Paul, I mean, he looked like he got a power puncher too. So it's going to be fun to watch. And it's on Netflix. Netflix getting into the sports game. Crazy. Crazy.
Bro, I'm just saying right now, if Mike Tyson lose to Jake Paul.
He's 60 years old.
We have to get this nigga in the actual, make him an actual professional boxer. Because at what point do we have to start taking this nigga serious?
Why? If I'm making $20 million to fight niggas, no names, and past their prime boxers, why would I ever go fight a pro? Where's the love? And when he fought a pro, he lost. He lost to Tommy Fury.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it wasn't that bad of a loss.
He lost, but he still lost to a person.
You're right.
So that's what I'm saying. And I'm getting 20 whatever million, probably more than that, because I think it's his production company that's hosting this. I'm making $50 million to fight past their prime boxers, or you know, put on a show. Why the fuck would I go wrestle, fight, box fucking, unless it's like Canelo or somebody, like a top drawer, why would I go do that?
I'm
like,
oh, I know. He was calling out Canelo. I ain't gonna lie, he played dangerous game. Canelo is gonna
whoop his ass. That's some shit. But then it's like McGregor. When McGregor fought Floyd, yeah, it sounds crazy. But then Floyd let him stick around for a little bit, and he had that puncher's chance, and he made more money in that one night than he did in any other UFC fight. And then when he go back to UFC, he got to get his bread.
That's a fact. I agree with that. Now, what's your thoughts on Russell Wilson being released by the Denver Broncos, which they have to eat an $83 million caps for the next two seasons? That shit is crazy. What's your thoughts?
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. They was trying to do everything in their power to make him do something that would let them void the deal. And I think that was just done in bad faith. We know how sports works. You got stars as they get older, or they leave a certain system, and it might not be what you get. You take a chance. You should have waited that first year, see what he did before you tried to ink that contract extension. But no, you jumped the gun, because again, it's Russell Wilson. At the time, he was still Russell Wilson. Even this season, he had a resurgence as Russell Wilson. And now you didn't want that. You wanted to start fresh. You felt like, all right, we didn't get a great return on our investment. You tried to play stupid games, and guess what? Now you got stuck with the biggest cap hit of all time. And I think that's what they get. That's exactly what they get. He gets all his bread, and he going to sign somewhere else and get extra bread.
Bro, that nigga finessed the fuck out them niggas. But apparently, from what sources say, that Sean Payton didn't like that. When he first came in, he saw he had like four parking spots to himself, an office, all these special accommodations, which separated him from the team. Which I'm like, bro, Russell, what the hell you thought? You wasn't getting this shit at the Seahawks. Why the fuck did you try to show your nuts your first year there, bro? Prove yourself and then ask for all this shit the second or third year. You feel me?
No, they all draw. Yo, you got somebody who worked in one place and you just assume it's going to work there, even though y'all got the same personnel, and you paid up front. You never pay up front. Like, you feel me? In life, you don't pay up front. And it didn't work out. So him getting all that shit, he asked for it, they gave it to them. Yeah, fuck it. I'm going to try to get everything I can out of y'all, because it didn't work. But he was still willing to try. They shut him down. They still had a chance to make the playoffs. They shut him down the last 2 weeks of the season, 3 weeks of the season.
Which is so crazy to me, because I'm like, bro, so you'd rather eat $83 million for the next two seasons. That means the Broncos is going to be straight by Suda.
They got no quarterback.
Because they can't sign nobody. Nope. The quarterback that they have is trash.
It's over. Like, why? Like, it was just
the only thing going on in Colorado is Boulder. Shout out to Prime. you have wrestling that's cool again. You want to talk about that a little bit?
No, I just want to shout out The Rock. He put out a 20-minute promo, then with another 20-minute promo on SmackDown, bro. If you was a wrestling fan back in the 90s, early 2000s, we back. I just feel like everything I got made fun of for liking when I was a kid is officially cool. So fuck all y'all bullies from back in the day.
Anime, facts, anime, all that. I'm like, nigga, fuck all y'all niggas liking anime and shit like that. Shit. Niggas used to get clowned.
Shout out to Solo Leveling. That shit is delete. That's my new favorite shit right now.
Oh, yeah. And then real quick before we get to the song of the week, shout out to LeBron James. He's not human. 40K, first ever. I don't want to hear nothing about no goat talk no more. Bad. That's LeBron from now on. You hear me? King James. Even though he got smoked by...
Sacramento busted their ass last night. Sacramento busted their ass.
But, okay, this is bad to root for, but Cat is out for the season. So Timberwolves is about to plummet. Crazy.
Nah, they not. They still got some pieces. There's some free agents they could probably go get that'll make up the difference.
I just hope we get Thunders, the Lakers get Thunders or Timberwolves.
They are not making the playoffs. We gonna make the play-in. We hope we might not beat Golden State, to be honest with you.
I mean, we beat them before.
It's different. Oh, Golden State rolling right now. AD, it's 25.
Didn't Golden State just get their ass handed to them by the Celtics?
Yeah, we not the Celtics. And Darvin Ham is the Lakers go as far as Darvin Ham, and I think somebody said his ceiling is the second round at best. He don't make the right adjustments. They said it best. It's 20 games left in the season. He still don't got a substitution pattern down. He plays who he want to play. He got favorites. You got too much talent on that team to be the 10th seed. I know the West, or it to be that far out of getting out of the play-in. Way too much talent. I don't care if Vanderbilt's hurt or whatever.
Yeah, because Max Christie, niggas was on like, bro, why you not playing this nigga, bro? In 1 minute, he got a plus four. Yeah, crazy. But also, before we get to the song of the week, shout out to Jason Kelsey, center for the Philadelphia Eagles. He officially retired. Probably one of the best centers in NFL history. Definitely one of the best centers currently in the NFL. Shout out to him. Illustrious career. Proud of you. And I didn't, like, niggas really have to, you really understand football, understand how important centers are. Like, growing up, I loved the Jet center. He was from Hawaii. That nigga was cold as shit. And you have to understand, he was available. He really got injured. He was a leader on the team, so I already know Philadelphia Eagles is going to definitely miss him. Shout out to you, Jason.
That's a Fendi.
All right. If you're listening to this on YouTube, please exit and go preferably to the live podcast app, which you can find on iOS or Android, or go to our Apple Music playlist or our Spotify Music playlist to listen to our song of the week. What you got this week, brother?
Oh, man, songs of the week. This one was a little tough because I feel like I had some residuals left over for last week, but I was like, let's start a little fresh. So my first record, this is Eric Bellinger off his new album, This Is All For Me.
Here, Mac. Oh. Know that you're supposed to be under me. Running it back, doing a repeat. Know you miss laying up in these sheets. Cause I need you right here with me. Seeing you naked, girl, is it all for me? For me, baby. Tossing and turning and fucking up my head. Baby, yeah, yeah. You want me on and off. Body on top of body. Came with your best friend. I love a toxic party. First is I hate you, then we fucking in this Maserati. They know you solid about it. I thank God about it. You know I'm serious about you, babe. Look at the time I spent on you, babe. Can we rewind, get on the same page? I'm trying to make you believe. Know that you're supposed to be under me.
Yes, yes, that's the boy Eric Bellinger, All For Me. And then I just want to thank God. This is the boy Schoolboy Q. Thank God for me.
I swear to God, my whole thing been wicked. Tried to keep the peace, but all our peace around is bitches. I see the topic now, about everything is snitching. If it's allegations, you snitching, then I promise, nigga. Thank God for me, all my bitches gon' lie for me. Thank God for me, Lil G-Wagon, that Tesla cheap. Thank God for me, all my niggas gon' slide for me. All my niggas gon' for me. Nigga, go to hell, you ain't fed. The white bitch do what I said. You rap, nigga, stay on your pairs. The truth been coming out fairs. My neck piece looking like pears. The Maybach, me and her married. I look down, nigga, that's scared. The rat tells me to get buried. You hanging on to it now, barely. Move on, nigga, that's clarity. Came home, nigga, that's scandalous. Caught red-handed on candy. Bitch ass, nigga, you fancy. IG looking like Bambi. Real life, nigga, no Grammy. Big watch, nigga, it's gloss. Quick flex, gotta get off. Get back, nigga, you off. Shoe shine, nigga, keep dancing. Catalog release.
That's just the boy, Schoolboy Q. Thank God for me.
Hey, shout out to Schoolboy Q. I'm glad that he's doing his thing again. Slick, these next two songs, don't judge me, Slick. But this is the vibe I'm feeling now that Daylight Savings is here now. So here we go with New York artists. Here is Cho Lee, Swag It. And just listen to the first song.
How do you feel about being my savage? How do you feel about why you and her in the plus movie and my bitch? How do you feel about sending that pretty two texts on the IMS? How do you feel about walking this stuff to go make a deposit? You watching my pockets? How would you feel if I just bought a Rollie and bought you a Timex? I wouldn't do that. How would you feel if I just made you climax? You and my dad, you could probably go and put me in designer. They call me Mr. Vagina. Not cause I'm pussy, but I know that pussy like inside and outside. She said she in love with the song, she hearing the lyrics. She said she won't find out. Wow. I'm tryna swag it, I put my dick in deep. Now she want time out. I'm tryna swag it, I'm tryna dick in deep. Now she want time out. I'm tryna swag it, I'm tryna dick in deep. Now she want time out.
Oh, I actually heard that before.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm gonna start telling girls. If I see you, if I see a girl do 20v1, how do you feel about being my side bitch? And then, you know, I gotta go to Brooklyn. Here's Kyle Rich, Trick.
It's the world, bro. Like, where the crane is at? The crane is in roof. They 20 away, my heart. Been saying that all day, bro.
Come in, shut on a dick. Bitch. Bitches, we fucking a white. Like, I'm trying to show you a trick. Rep a side of our shit. Ice skin, I'm in love with her lips. Come in, let me get in your lips. And it's sex, so we start with a kiss.
Gotta do it like this.
I'm off the walkie, my vision is shot. Moving slow, fell in love with the feeling. Like, free bro, he got booked for the killing. I'm with MC and 40 with Gremlin. Like, why is my name being mentioned? In a party, I'm not having fun. Fuck, who let this bitch in the section? She geeking, tryna get neeky. Through on my body, I know that she tempted. Got the jaw with a chat on her butt. Missionary, she licking my necklace. I'm tryna get in your guts. Said the way she suck dick is impressive. BBL body, I told her to bend it. If the pussy is good, then I'll spend it. Come in, sit on a dick. Bitches, we fucking a white. Like, I'm tryna show you a trick. Rep us out of our shit.
Hey, that was Kyle Rich, Trick.
You were doing so well. You were doing, huh? So, you were doing so well. Bring back Sad.
Nah, man, come on, I'm here. But that was Kyle Rich, Trick. You can find our song of the week on Apple Music Players, on our Spotify Music Players. But that's not what you're here for. You're here for the people's choice, the people's favorite, Slick.
Drop it.
I can be toxic, but so what? You gonna love it here. Shit, fuck is you talking about? We have fun over here. It's very fun here.
And it's fun indeed. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Toxic Service announcement. All right. Welcome to TSA, which is sponsored by no one, but you can sponsor us at thismightnotgo@gmail.com. And we don't got no special guests today. It's just Slick and I holding this down. But Slick... This, I think we might have to get in my red pill back just a little bit for these two topics I have.
Whatever, nigga.
Now, I sent you something on Twitter. This is a scenario, and it's under the Escape account from what I sent you earlier.
All right, let's see.
Am I the asshole for not giving my husband my escape money when I saw that we are financially, we were financially struggling? I'm a 34-year-old female, have recently ran into a situation with my husband, who is a 37-year-old male, and I'm curious about if I am the asshole here or not. So me and my husband have been together for 8 years, married for 7. When I got married, my mother came to me privately and talked about setting aside money as a rainy day escape fund, if worse came to worse. My husband has never shown any signs of being dangerous and rarely even gets upset. But the way my mother talked about it, it seemed like a no-brainer to have. When me and my husband, I really don't like that. When my husband and I got together, we agreed I would be a stay-at-home wife. We are both child-free, so that was never a concern. My husband made a comfortable mid-six-figure salary. All was good until about 2 years ago. He was injured at work in a near-fatal accident. Between hospital bills and a lawsuit that we lost, that ate up nearly all of our savings, I took a part-time job while my husband was recovering. But when he fully recovered, we transitioned back into me being unemployed, as my husband insisted that it was his role to provide. He currently is working 2 full-time jobs and Ubers on his off days to keep us afloat. Here is where I might be the asshole. I do all of the expense management and have continued to put money into my escape account, although I significantly decreased from $750 a month to just $200 a month. My husband came home exhausted one night and asked about downsizing because the stress of work was going to kill him. I told him downsizing would not be an option as I had spent many years making our house a home and offered to go back to work. He tried to be nice, but basically told me that me going back to work wouldn't make enough. After an argument, my husband went through our finances to see where we could cut back. He was confused when he saw that I had regular recurring withdrawals leading back years and asked me about it. I broke down and revealed my money to him.
My money.
Which now sits at about $47,000. After I told him all this, he just broke down sobbing. His point of view is that I treated him like a predator and hid money from him for years, even when he was at his lowest. I told him that the money was a precaution I would have taken with any partner and not specific to him. He left the house to stay with his brother and said, I heard him on every possible level, but my mom says this is exactly what the money is for and should bail now.
I fucking hate him. I hate all of them. Anyone like that, I dislike you. I despise you.
Slick, go ahead.
You sure?
Huh?
You sure?
Yeah.
If I'm going to be completely transparent, I felt boy at the end where he says, like, I can't stand that because if I'm going to be completely transparent from my standpoint on, like, love, relationships, like, when I'm in it, I'm in it. Like, 100% in. And we spoke earlier about, like, Omalay is probably not the best example, but, like, there's levels to, like, understanding and embarrassment, right? And in this case, I cannot fault a young lady for her mother imparting information on her about, you know, securing yourself in the event of something happening with a partner. No, I can't. Initially, because I understand that just because something is beautiful and rosy at the start doesn't guarantee it's going to maintain that way. People have qualms, they change their mind, they change their actions, they reveal their true selves in some situations, right? This was a man who, based on the account, don't know these people at all, just third party hearing it, created an environment for you. And even hearing the way she spoke about him, my money, me and my husband, he became an accessory. And when you accessorize in love and in relationships and shit goes left, it really shows where you stand, right? A man that almost died on his job wants you to maintain, wants to provide, like, takes that shit to heart. Like, you obviously are his life and you're going to, again, you have your fun, but he was out of work. He was hurting. He's killing himself to maintain a little, because you told him, no, we can't go back. We can't downsize. Initially, even though for that, I'm like, what the fuck? What you mean? No, like, I get you made a house. We can't live in this way. He's telling you the jobs you can get right now do not make enough money for us. If we cut back, we can scale, probably sell the house, whatever. Figure, I get that's a tough pill to swallow. But him almost dying at work was a tough pill. Him working two jobs and doing Uber is a tough pill. It doesn't agree with my spirit in the way that she presented that. Because maybe, and it's in the conversation, maybe I'm an asshole. Like, it's condescending. Because in this situation, this man was expected to provide and take care of everything. There was no escape fund. Niggas don't start escape funds. Right? We don't get taught that. It's like, that's your woman. You got a good one, and people know you got a good one and something to be proud of. Yo, take care of that. Don't fuck that up. Do whatever you got to do to make it work. But a lot of women
lose,
like,
the battle.
Yeah, you're going to lose. Just take the L. And I think that that's what's disgusting about it, because I'm just like, yo, bro, that nigga was doing what women say they want. You got to stay at the crib, but whatever little coin. And the crazy part is, yo, yes, it's our money, because if she's not working, then where's the escape funny coming from, if we being real? Right? So the money that I'm bringing into the crib for the house to take care of our lifestyle and whatever, you taking money out of that to secure your safety later. And again, like I said, can't fault that in the beginning. But when I get hurt or I get sick, or I'm, you know, killing myself to maintain this, you still doing it, and you don't even seem to understand why I'm upset. I think that's the biggest thing. Like, even to the old, back to Omalay, you can feel how you feel about my reaction to it, but do you understand why I'm mad? Why I feel hurt? Why I feel betrayed? Why do I feel the need to just not be around you, or I can't give you certain energy anymore because you in an act of selfishness, made the choice, and now I have to be the one to deal with the repercussions of that. And what then, not only what it says about our marriage, but what it says about me as a man, what it says about what you think of me, what it says about your inability to take a step back from, yes, our parents teach us stuff all the fucking time, right? But at a point, you got to become an adult and say, I'm not going to be that caricature that, or, you know, that representation of what my parent felt, because I realize what we have. And again, having a $20,000 rainy day fund is not bad. But if y'all struggling, that other $27,000 could have been beneficial. Split it. You could build it back up, right? And shit like that, where it's just like, I'm going to make a selfish choice. And now you got to live with the reaction to it. Because even if you get back together, it's not going to be the same.
And the thing about it, Slick, is we don't have time for it. And I wish I had sent this to you earlier, because I really want you to hear the girls, because we used their topic a couple of times, is that late night conversation talk. You should have heard some of the girls on that panel saying that she did it still. And she, you know, she's not really technically wrong. And he should have look into it. Why is he not checking the accounts regularly?
Because the nigga is working.
And also he trusts his partner. That's my thing. We came together. We came together and we both decided you're going to be the financial person in this relationship. Why am I having to check the accounts? And you're my wife. I'm just going to trust you. I'm thinking you have the best interest for us. Clearly you don't.
It's the best interest. Again, it's the accessory component. Everything is all good, but in case it gets left. And again, her not working, like I said, I understand the prospect and the premise. So I opened with that of, hey, if shit goes left, I got to be able to take care and make a move, because this man is taking care or has all the bread. I totally get that. But in partnership, you made a choice to self-preserve yourself as opposed to supporting, you know, or helping out in the house. I think that's just disgusting. And I think a lot of women have that self-preservation mindset. And I can't fault them for it, again, because of society and whatnot. Well, you know, like, don't ruin somebody that is 100% in and doing everything that they can to support you out of fear. Because then once it comes to the top, it's always like, what can you do? You'll always be, you know, up the creek without a paddle. And I think that's the fucked up part. Because I'm like, yo, that shit is disgusting. And again,
bro, that shit gets me tight, because I'm like, yo, even if this would happen in real life for me, we have to divorce.
Yeah, it's not coming back. You could
talk. It's no coming back.
Because it's not even not coming back. It's a lack of empathy and understanding you even have as to why I'm upset. Like, even the framing of I might be an ass. You're questioning, am I an asshole? Like, me and my husband, like, you're putting him in a secondary light.
It's not even only that, bro. Even if he didn't hear this, if this happened and I didn't even hear this story, she went on the platform and asked for this, right? If I try to take you back now, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to regularly check the accounts. I'm going to have to not trust your judgment. I'm going to have to make sure shit is getting put micromanaged. So now I'm going to have to micromanage you. And you as a partner is going to hate
that. Because
you're going to feel like you don't have no more trust in me. So what are we doing here? So that's what I'm saying. We have to divorce. Because with me, even if we work so well, we get past this, I could no longer just...
Because
I feel like for him, he just kind of just trusted. No can in the world. All into it. You're my wife. You're my world. Now I can't be that naive. Shit's sad, though. Shit's sad. So real. But I mean, you know, I understand. But my whole thing about it is like what you said earlier. If she could have just said like, hey, I have 30K. saved up, I would have been mad initially, but hey, whatever. You can still keep your 10 or your 17 to yourself. But it's not until I'm over here dying from working three jobs and I had to check the finance because you didn't want to downsize. As long as she had just agreed to downsize, Nick would never have found out.
She's a shitty person for that, bro. High key.
Yeah. You know who else is shitty? If you want to go on Twitter right now, since you, what is with women and dating, bro? Last week we had the $30 lunch now. And now we have this girl going viral after her date invited her to an NBA basketball game. You want to play this real quick, Slick?
No shade, no tea, but y'all, tell me why somebody invited me on a date, right? So I done did my makeup, put my outfit on. They said we going to a basketball game. Let me show y'all where the fuck they got me sitting at. I done left they ass. I'm sitting in a whole nother seat because I don't even give a fuck. Like, why would you even play with me like that? Y'all, do y'all see how high I am? Okay. And they keep texting my phone, talking about where you at. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. I'm finna find me another date. These motherfuckers finna play musical chairs, dog. I'm finna just make this the best out of this shit, y'all. They playing some basketball musical chairs, and I'm finna show y'all what that is.
One seat remaining. What the fuck going on, Slick?
You not bad enough to act like that, mama. I'm sorry. The other video triggered me. But you not
you
bad.
You thought you was floor seat material?
Yo, but be real, like, oh my God. Oh, that shit just got me tight. I'm not even gonna do that.
I think I'm gonna start making a segment of just the 80% and the 20% when I show videos where, fellas, if you are in a relationship and your girl's giving you at least 80% of what you want, don't leave that 80 for 20 because outside is nasty, okay? Because this is nasty work, Slick. But I'm just like, I take you to a basketball game just because I don't take you on the court. Like, what expectation is this really for just the aesthetics?
I just be sitting here because I'm like, there's no context. This is a nigga you've been fucking with. This is a random nigga in your DMs. Like, if I'm just talking to you, like, why am I paying $500 for tickets to play it, to sit at a game? And a basketball game is interactive, but it's like, if you're not into the game or the team or the sport, it's like, you're just there. You're just there for studies and take pictures. That would piss me off. You feel me? Like, though there are certain dates that are, like, I guess in my mind, I would only do with somebody I like. Not somebody I'm trying to fuck. Like, you feel me? I'm trying to fuck you. We're going to go get tacos and margaritas and get drunk and talk shit and whatever. You feel me? We're going to sit at happy hour.
One margarita, I'm gonna shake my ass. Give me two margaritas. Yeah,
we're gonna have fun. We're gonna do something like just like this is where it's at. And we really serious about each other, trying to see if we serious, you could do something. But that, oh, this just was too high. So I left him. And like, it's mad disrespectful. I think that's what I don't like. I don't have time for the disrespect.
And you're not that bad. Not that okay, bad. Judge me, women. Yeah, hey, you not floor seat material, mama. You nosebleed. Okay, enjoy.
If you're not that bad, like, yeah, you gotta, like, your confidence is great, but if you're not bad, you're not bad enough to give me these headaches.
And you know what? In order to get floor seat, yo, fellas, you know what you gotta do now? In order to show to get floor seats to a game, she gotta name five role players on the team. She gotta name five role players. She can't name the all-star.
But you know what's funny?
She can't name the sixth man.
It's gonna be funny. Some girls will be like, yo, like, I deserve these things. A nigga gonna do it. Why wouldn't I take it? And I'm like, yeah, that's true. But then don't get mad if they put you in, like, they bring you somewhere and like, oh yeah, we up here. What the fuck you mean? Them tickets is probably still a little bread. Like, who knows? They went to get food or whatever. Stadium food is expensive and shit, right? It's just like, entitlement is a hell of a drug.
Yo, dead ass, bro. Like, what's going on? What is going on that you complaining about the dates? Like, yo, and this is what we be trying to tell y'all, just in general, just for everyone. Date to actually get to know the person, not date for aesthetics. Like, yeah, you get your little picture on the floor, on the court, but do you really know that person? And then when that person start acting wild, you're like, oh my God. It's like, shorty, you never really paid attention to him. You just paid attention to what he did for you. Do better. But now, Slick, do you know what is aftercare? I sent this on Twitter. It's a TikTok video. Do you know what's aftercare, Slick? I didn't know there was a word for this, Slick. Exactly. And then while we play this video real quick, I want to know what's your aftercare.
Hold on. It's about to load up. What is it? Aftercare? What the fuck?
Yes.
What's wrong with you? Why are you sending this dumb shit?
It's funny, though. I didn't know there was a word for this shit.
Hold on. It's not loading up real quick. Let me see.
It's in the beginning of today when I started sending you shit.
Oh, funny uni.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let's see.
So I legit thought these were siblings. And I thought, oh, how cute. They hang out and eat pho together. But then I was like, wait a minute. It was cute, but was it 14.5 million views cute? So then I go in the comments and everybody's like, oh my God, it's an aftercare video. They look so young though. So then I had to look up what aftercare means. Aftercare is post-coital.
Well, after you fucking.
Which means this guy and that girl are not siblings. They better not be fucking siblings. Literally.
So basically, aftercare is what you do with your partner after y'all post-nut.
Just go to sleep.
It was. It's, oh, damn, nigga. You not, don't, no wet towels, no nothing, no. Straight sleep, nigga.
Straight sleep. All right. Let me clean this up after.
So it's a trend with people photo themselves either eating or doing an activity after fucking. So the video that the show is referencing of the two people are in a diner and they say, oh, after we hang out. And niggas is like, what the fuck does that mean? So what is your aftercare after you smash a shorty?
Going to sleep.
Nigga, what about during the day? Okay, if it's a during the day smash.
All right, I'm taking a nap. The fuck?
Nigga, you are the worst. You're not going to take out to eat.
You realize
you're not famished after?
You realize how many people have always said I'm the worst? Yes, I'm going to sleep. Or guess what? You can do what you're going to do. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Maybe we'll watch a movie. But no, there is no aftercare.
The worst.
There isn't. You have, nigga, you have aftercare. Ask my mom. I don't have. I don't do that shit. No. What is there to do?
After? You don't try to comfort your person after. You know.
I'll be like, good game.
You know, after a face fuck, you know, I would like to comfort her hair, pat her hair. Down.
No, nigga, I'm going. I'm tired.
You're not gonna get her a napkin to wipe her lips or anything like that.
Why?
Yo, okay, you're a demon. Okay, you are officially a demon. Come on now. You're supposed to take care of her, you know, put a little food on her belly before you send her on her merry way, man.
But that's what the date was for.
Okay, post date. Oh, this nigga's a Yo. Oh my God. You scare me, bro.
What are you talking about? What? I don't see nothing wrong with what I'm saying.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm assuming we go get her and ask if she would I go to sleep. I go to sleep. And then I wake up late.
You know, you don't talk about the experience. I feel like I feel like niggas only really care about aftercare if they did a bad job. You feel me? You want some juice? You hungry? You good?
Shit.
I feel like you don't feel that way.
At that point, it's already been done. I'm going to sleep.
Nigga, just sleep. Just all that you do aftercare.
I don't give a fuck. Why are we aftercaring? I pre-care amazingly, but aftercare, no.
You don't cuddle.
I hate cuddling. Everybody knows I hate cuddling. That stupid shit, your arm fall asleep or something. It's like, no, it's not.
I ain't gonna lie. And especially if you have a shorty with a big ass forehead, like, bitch, get you.
I am the king. I will go to sleep, then I'll roll over and I'll put the left arm because that means I still have free mobility of the right arm and I'll put it right over you. That's it.
But Slick, aftercare is an opportunity to connect and create a space of comfort and ease and safety for your partner.
I should worry about being safe after the fact.
What if you was in some So apparently aftercare came from part of the BDSM community, them freaky dominatrix niggas.
So if I'm not,
I think we should get M on this on this. No, it came from this, but TikTok took it and revamped it. I think it's like after you pee on niggas or you spank niggas or you do some wild shit, then after, you know, you kind of like, you know,
yeah, you gotta redeem their humanity after the fact. We was just fucking.
You don't do no inhuman shit when you fucking?
No, we've had this discussion. I am very calm.
You're not yanking here and giving her a bald spot?
No. I told you.
You're not smacking her and calling her a bitch?
No.
Dirty little whore?
No.
You're not peeing on her?
What? Get off my fucking computer.
You ain't doing none of that?
No. There's no need for apathy. I choose one. I'm going to sleep, like I said.
Nigga just only going to go post nut and sleep for you. That's it, gang. You're not cool. You know what we should do? Like after you kill, you should do like a post game, you know, commentary. Like, yo, when you licked my balls, I think that's when you added like 5 seconds to the clock for me. You know, shit like that.
I'll check in after the nap. Like, yo, good shit, babe.
Okay, let's get to our choose one because you just only have sleep on your mind after care.
I have sleep on my mind all the time. That's what I live for.
That's the product of adulthood.
Mm-hmm. I was doing that in college, so it's here. Sleep. That's where we at. Nap time is real.
All right. So this week's choose one. Let's close out this episode with a decent one. Would you rather discover that you were adopted, or you are the secret family of one of your parents?
Secret family.
Choose one.
Secret family.
You don't want to know that you're adopted?
Nah, I look like these niggas. It's over. But secret family? There's so many twists and turns. It'd be interesting. See, that's why I need some aftercare. Like, what the fuck you mean? And which parent is it? It's my mom or my dad? Like,
I don't think you're supposed to use aftercare.
I'm going to need something because shit. What the fuck? Yo, I'm who? What? You mean that's why you wasn't home from work? Oh, damn, nigga.
To be honest with you, bro, I'm Haitian. I wouldn't be surprised if I am in real life right now.
I definitely want to be secret family, 100% secret family. I'm like, fuck it.
I wouldn't be surprised if I am the secret family, given how Haitian men are. Okay, this is going to sound bad. God forbid, God look over my dad. Okay, make sure this day don't happen no time soon, but when the day happens, when, you know, we have to attend his funeral, I just hope I don't have no surprise siblings. Because that's going to be, I know that day is going to be jokes. Because I already see the arguments from all around.
Exactly. That's a list. I'm like, yo, I'm tight, but this shit kind of funny. How you pull this off, nigga? Like, what? How'd you do this? It's like,
oh, this damn right, my nigga. You didn't even let me connect this nigga. I got a whole sister. I got a whole brother out here, gang.
I'm like, yo, we the same age, gang. You wildin'. How the fuck you? You was paying for both of us at the same time? Oh, you brave.
But if I found out if I was adopted and I was got adopted to a poor family, I'd be highly upset. I'm like, my nigga, like, you could have been up before you adopted me. Like, like, you gotta treat me like the blind side. You feel me? Like, let me get into a nice crib. Let me do something over here. Don't adopt me into a poor family.
Nah, I'll be tight. You mean the fuck I'm adopted? I was over here fighting for y'all. We was outside. I was at family reunions and stuff. But this ain't my kin.
You remember? But I go lie. The secret family, I wouldn't mind that because I'm like, damn, you really pulled the wool over me.
Definitely though, secret for family.
All these years,
I got a whole look. Oh, I'm going to see my cousins. I don't even know them. Damn, we not really related. It's me. Let your cousins be fine from the secret family. Like, hold on, wait a minute.
You know, I didn't really know her. And like, she's like second removed though. Like, I just don't got a nut. I just don't got a nut raw.
I'm about to say, look, we just no babies. We good.
Baby come out with a whole different arm.
I was about to say, have four arms and shit. Like, oh my God, what is happening here? Like, this is your fault, Pop. Oh, you ain't tell me.
That's a fact. I think that's a great way to end this episode. Thank y'all for joining us on A Lot of Audio Experience. Please like and subscribe and follow us everywhere on social media at This Might Not Go Well. If you're a brand new deal, business opportunity, please email us at thismightnotgowell@gmail.com. I'm the voice of outside, B Breezy, aka Poppy Size Zone.
It's your boy Slick Grayson. Y'all be great. We'll see y'all next week.
Cow.
Try to tell them we up next. You can't stop that. This your favorite podcast. Every show is lit, baby. You know what we finna do. Slick gon' talk that slick talk. He gon' get political. Okay. Do not switch topics. Nope. Niggas is toxic.
Poppy shots don't always say it's something wrong. But
if you don't like it, what we saying, nigga? Oh, well. We try to tell you, baby. This might not go well. This might not go.
Hey, hey, that's it. One take. We're not even doing it again. Keep that. That's the one.